for centuries, the fact that we can discover things about the universe has really been something of a mystery. Why would beings like ourselves be able to discover a universe like this? Why is what we think about the universe, why would it correspond to the way things really are?
Our ability to discern and understand the universe is a fundamental part of what makes the universe tick, so that we're linked into it. This isn't just a sort of an accident, a trivial little byproduct. It is something that is linked to the great cosmic scheme of things. Now, I have no idea how that linkage works, why it's there, or anything of that sort, but I'm very, very struck by the fact that we can understand the universe in such exquisite detail and at such a deep level.
The spectacular progress of modern astronomy and physics is the product of a universe accessible to the human eye and mind. It is a universe governed by laws and forces that literally hold our planet Earth and the entire cosmos together and are finely calibrated to allow for both complex life and scientific discovery.
If you didn't have something like gravity that pulled matter together, you would never get planets, you wouldn't get stars, you wouldn't get any complex organisms. If you didn't have the strong nuclear force, there would be nothing to hold protons and neutrons together in the nucleus. And so you wouldn't have any atoms, so no chemistry. If you didn't have the electromagnetic force, you would have no bonding between chemicals. You'd have no light, and the list goes on. So you need all these sorts of fundamental principles have to be in place in order for life to occur. Wipe out one of those principles, wipe out one of those laws, no life.
During the past 40 years, scientists have determined the relative strengths of each of these primary laws and forces. These strengths are so critically balanced, they are often described as being finely tuned.
If you're to take the basic fundamental constants of nature and you were to change these even slightly, or you were to pick their values at random, you would almost never get a universe that would be habitable in any sort of way. That is, you couldn't have galaxies, you couldn't have planets, you couldn't have complex biological organisms if these fundamental constants were even slightly different, slightly stronger, slightly weaker than they actually are in this universe. That's the idea of fine-tuning.
To better appreciate this concept, imagine a machine able to control the strengths of each of the physical constants. If you changed, even slightly, from its current setting, the strength of any one of these fundamental forces, such as gravity, the impact on complex life would be catastrophic.
If you increased it by a little bit, no large-scale life forms could exist. Anything that was more than the size of a pea would be completely crushed. So you might be able to get life of a very, very primitive sort, such as bacteria, but you could never get conscious observers.
Now, this is one of a long list of properties in underlying physics that seem to be prerequisites for a universe with life. For example, the strengths of the other forces are all important, the masses of the various subatomic particles. If all of these things were even a little bit different, then life, certainly life as we know it, could not exist.
These forces and constants are another example of the correlation between life and discovery. For not only are they finely tuned for our existence, they can also be understood.
It's remarkable how well the laws work. And not only that, it's remarkable how simple they are. And that also is related to the discoverability of the laws.
Albert Einstein wrote, "I have deep faith that the principles of the universe will be both beautiful and simple." For nearly 400 years, scientists have discovered an elegant simplicity in the mathematical equations that express and unlock the laws of the cosmos.
It's been said that many of the most important theories in theoretical physics can be written on a single sheet of paper. And this, I think, ought to be considered surprising, that such a simple formula or equation could have such far-reaching applications to a very complicated and very large universe.
What you have is a universe that is not only finely tuned for life to occur, but also has a beautiful, elegant mathematical structure, and a structure such that we can discover that structure.
Most scientists just take it for granted that the world is both ordered and intelligible. And the intelligible part, I find, really quite extraordinary, because it's one thing to accept that the universe is ordered, but ordered in a way that human beings are capable of understanding is an extraordinary thing. And so the question naturally arises, what is the explanation for that?
Many who have pondered this mystery of an intelligible universe argue that it cannot be easily explained away.
From naturalistic assumptions, you would not expect the universe to be understandable by human reason. After all, within the standard naturalistic story, human reason was developed to be able to hunt prey, get around in the everyday world, attract mates.
We have certain skills, for example, we can jump streams and catch falling apples and so on, which are necessary to getting by in the world. But why is it that we also have the ability to discern, for example, what's going on inside atoms or inside black holes? These are completely outside the domain of everyday experience, totally surplus to requirements, not at all necessary for good Darwinian survival.
The discoverability of the universe is something we didn't need for our existence.